What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the award-winning MG4, the no-compromise electric hatchback with a 450-kilometer range. Recharge your soul.
Now, Heather Humphreys has effectively banned XL bully dogs in this country from October 1st. There will be a prohibition on importing, breeding, selling or rehoming them. And then from February 1st next year, illegal to actually own them. But is this haphazard approach to different breeds the right one? Dr. Joe Moore is with me, a retired GP in Cork. Joe, you're welcome to the show. How do you think we should go about this?
Well, thank you for inviting me on your show. I think the response by banning one particular breed doesn't really deal with the issue. I think there's a lot of tokenism in it. So what I've done in my mind is I've classified dogs into three different categories: low risk, medium risk, and high risk. By risk, I mean risk of causing serious injury to people. So in that classification, no dog is absent completely from risk. Any dog can injure somebody, but obviously the higher risk breeds have the potential to kill people and cause serious injury, as we have seen happen. So I think that the owners of these dogs, particularly the high risk dogs, have a responsibility to comply with the current regulations, which a lot of them seem to not be doing at present. The regulations primarily are around using a lead and having the dog muzzled when in public places. And I think the compliance with that is poor, and hence the problem. So I think that if you just remove the XL bullies from the picture, there's nothing to stop these people getting a different dog, different breed, and continuing on the same behavior.
So how then, if the government followed this approach and kind of categorized different breeds according to risk, low, median and high, how then would you approach ownership of dogs, say, within that high risk category?
I would approach it in the same way that we approach driving licenses at present. If you want to drive a regular car, you get a regular license. But if you want to drive an articulated truck, you obviously have to go through a more rigorous process and more rigorous education. And I would apply the same model to dog ownership. So I would think people, you know, who have those breeds should undergo a specific training program and licensing program. And basically, you're licensing the owner, not the dog.
And how would that work? I mean, is it kind of a course of study you have to do? Is it kind of tests you have to sit? I mean, are there examples in other countries maybe where this happens?
Well, I don't know. This is just a draft proposal. This hasn't been finalized, but I'm putting this out there as a suggestion to the government. I would think that the dog wardens would be the people to provide the education. And I would see the Gardaí as being the folks to ensure compliance with the regulations.
087-1400-106. What do you think of that? Categorising all dogs into different categories, into low risk, medium risk, high risk, and those at the higher end in the high risk category. If you want to own one, you've got to get a license. And that's not the system we have at the moment, where you simply go down and apply for your dog's license and you get it. Rather, you've got to prove that you are responsible to own this dangerous dog. 087 1400 106. Dr. Joe Moran, retired GP in Cork. We'll get
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the award-winning MG4. the no-compromise electric hatchback with a 450-kilometer range. Recharge your soul.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.